is a French girl I know. I need a kiss from Marseille on the Melting Pot Show. I need a kiss from Marseille on the Melting Pot Show. I need a kiss from Marseille on the Melting Pot Show. I need a kiss from Marseille all the way to Berlin. I need a kiss from Marseille all the way to Berlin. All the way to Berlin.
Hey, this is Sören from Berlin in Germany, and I'm listening to Radio Melting Pot from Marseille.
Hello, this is Kirsten from Trinkteufel in Berlin. You're listening to Melting Pot from Annie from Marseille.
Guten Tag, good morning, bonjour. Today is April 23rd, 2005. You are listening to a very special Melting Pot show today. I just arrived from Berlin, Germany with a surprise for you. First, I want to thank Michael Butler of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, who sent to me a surprise too with this little intro for my show. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Mike. Then I want to dedicate the first song to Nadine, my friend from Always, and Bea Paradis. Both bring to me their precious and faithful support since the beginning of this podcast. The song called Religion Lost, in the translation, is played by the band I met last Wednesday at White Hat Heart, Berlin, the perfect place for the melting powders. The band PK14 is one of the very first punk rock band who came for a European tour directly from Beijing, China. It was a nice meeting for me. I asked the band a short interview after the concert. They were very enthusiastic. And I went backstage with the drummer and the both guitarists. The drummer spoke very well English and Chinese because he was born in Sweden. His parents left Sweden to live and work in China as a journalist when he was only 5 months old. He made the translation all the time with the both guitarists. It was very funny. After the interview, I confessed to the drummer it was my second interview, and the first one was made with Chris Bailey from The Saints. He told me very happy he was a very big fan of The Saints. Hey Chris, you are famous in China. Then I will play a second song of PK14, which called Harry. And I want to dedicate this song to Manny from Teenage Head Music and Mike from American Heartbreak, in memory of our nice meeting at Wide at Heart 4 years ago. But first, the interview, and I hope you will appreciate the performance. Here we go.
I'm Henry from France.
Yes.
From Marseille, a city of the south of France. And I have a little radio on the internet, which calls Melting Pot.
Melting Pot.
Melting Pot is because in Marseille there is a lot of different country, different people who live here. And I found it's terrible. In Berlin, I meet Chinese people who play punk rock.
Mm.
Can you explain to me at first where are you from?
Okay, we are. Oh, maybe first I translate what you just said for them.
Yes.
他就是说他是我们来自哪儿是吧？前面的都听懂了吗？一点点。你说吧。那就是他是法国南部的一个马赛的一个，对对对。然后那边不是有很多各种各样的人啊，然后他们就是怎么说呢？
他的小电台叫混在一起啊，然后他这个翻译肯定不一样啊，然后第一个问题是我们是从哪里来的？我们就从北京来的，对，我们乐队从北京来的，然后你说我们乐队是从北京来的，然后我是从武汉到北京的，嗯，就这样。You must translate.
No, no, sure, I will. So he said that the band is from Beijing, but we're all from different cities.
Yes.
In China, and I'm from Sweden originally.
Ah, yes.
Mm. But Xu Bo, our guitar player, is from Hunan province, and Renjie is from Wuhan, both in the south. And the singer Yang Haisong is also from the south, in a city called Nanjing, which is outside Shanghai.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I
but we all live in Beijing.
Yeah, I spoke about Shanghai because it's a big exchange between Marseille and Shanghai.
Oh, okay.
This year. Yes.
Cultural exchange? Or?
Yes, it's a city exchange because a lot of people of Marseille travel
to
now
Shanghai.
To Shanghai. Mm. I think maybe this week.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting. I hope they will have a good time.
How did you meet us, each other?
Well, we've been friends for a long time, and I met... we've been playing together since 2000. The band was started in 97 in Nanjing. Mm-hmm. Only the singer is from the original lineup. Mm-hmm. And we met... Xu Bo, Renji, and I, we met in Beijing. And Yang Haisong, I met in Shanghai in 99. Mm-hmm. At a concert. And then we stayed in touch. And then we tried in Beijing to play together. And we really liked it. And so we continue.
Where comes the name of the band?
PK14. Yes. It stands for Public Kingdom 14. So the 14 means for teenagers. Public Kingdom for teenagers. So it's a play on words. And it's Yang Haisong chose this name a long time ago, before we joined the band.
And how is possible to play punk rock in China?
听得懂吗?
就是朋克摇滚在中国。就怎么什么一个情况？不，他的意思就是怎么会有朋克？哦，这个。I can't think it's courageous to play punk rock in China. We have a very bad idea of politics
sure,
in China.
Sure. I'd say yes and no. Maybe 10 years ago it was very courageous, but now
it's more easier.
It's a lot easier. China has changed and developed and opened up so much during the last 20 years.
可以就是有一些国外的音乐可以到中国来，然后有很多城市，很多城市有一些大学嘛，然后大学里边有一些外国的留学生，然后他们。 就是带自己的音乐，然后这样，这是一个方面。还有一方面就是，可以买到一种叫打口袋的东西，打口 CD。然后这个东西很关键，就是可以让我们的年轻人听到更多的音乐，然后不是那些主流的音乐。然后找到我们自己喜欢的。然后我们找到自己喜欢的，有些人喜欢 punk， 有些人喜欢别的音乐，然后。 不光是 punk 在中国很多，其实其他的音乐类型在中国也不少。现在，是这样。So
Renjie says that also in the past, in the universities, sometimes there were foreign exchange students, and they would bring music with them, and this would be passed around the university, and that's how most people first got in contact with punk and rock and all kinds of different music, and. So this is one way it was how this music came to China. Another way is they have cut CDs from many actually from France, but from also from America and Germany. They cut a little hole in the CD, and then they declare it as waste product. But they send it to countries like China and to maybe other parts of Asia. Also, I think in Africa they have this, and they sell it for very cheap. And sometimes you can find good records. Sometimes most of it is shit, but sometimes you can find some good stuff. So this is another way that people have found underground or music that they like.
But there was no problem with the police or the politics?
Not really, because the government, they know that the punk scene or that the people involved in this, it's not a real threat. It's just a bunch of kids playing music and
not a real threat.
They don't think so. When in Beijing when the punk scene started in 94-95, at that time it was all Sex Pistols, Dead Kennedys, and Mohawks and leather jackets and it was more about the attitude and the fashion, and this was their way of making a statement. Because it was a big contrast. If a guy had blue hair and walked down the street, people thought he was crazy. And at that time, the government were a little worried. They said, because it was new. They said, what is this? And but after 6 months, I think they dropped it. They said, it's just a bunch of kids. So
that's why you are very neutral. You play punk rock with a very neutral look.
Yeah, I mean, punk is not about fashion. It's a very individual thing. I think it depends on how you interpret and how you communicate. Not about the looks.
Yeah, I agree. How do you feel? How do you find Berlin?
I don't know. We arrived a few hours ago. I hope we can come back and play more and see more of Berlin because we leave tomorrow. So,
d'accord. Right. which city is next?
Stuttgart.
Stuttgart.
Tomorrow.
You stay only in Germany?
And then Austria?
Austria.
Norway and Sweden.
Not France?
No, we hope so. But nobody booked us, so. We tried really hard.
Yeah.
But maybe next time. I hope
yes.
so. We have some friends in France who wanted to help us organize some shows, but I think this time we were too late. We started organizing this only maybe 1 or 2 months ago, so it was very last minute.
You must give me your address.
Okay.
And I give you my Melting Pot website address.
Yes, please.
Link. Because I record your interview on my website, it's an MP3 file.
Yes.
You can download and...
Cool, yeah. Okay. I will write my email.
I would like to have an ID where you say, I'm listening to Melting Pot of Annie, it's me,
okay.
from Marseille, in English and in China.
Okay.
Yes.
But you want the whole thing? I'm listening to Melting Pot...
Of Annie from
Marseille.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
他要你们说，就一起说，我正在听 melting 就混在一起，可以这么说，我正在听 Annie 的混在一起，来自 Marseille
的。我们正在听来自马赛的
Annie
混在一起电台。
没错，好。
At the beginning。
我们正在听来自马赛的安妮的混在一起电台。
And where is melting pot?
It's the
translate.
Yeah, we turn it. 混在一起 is melting pot.
Oh, I want to see how you can write that.
Okay.
Yes?
And if you have a pen and paper,
yes,
we can, yeah.
You can say in English to you.
Sure.
You are?
I am?
Yeah.
Who?
Your name at first.
I am Johnny from PK14. You're listening to Melting Pod, Annie's program from Marseille.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo! Woo!
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. I am Yang Haisong of PK14. I'm a singer. And now they are 混在一起 radio. And thanks for Annie from Marseille. Thank you.
And thanks to PK14. They are very nice people. They deserve a lot of success in Europe. I hope I can help them. Maybe many, if you hear me, you can help me too. I suppose you don't still have a punk rock band from China. Now I can stop this show. It's enough for today, I think. And I wish you a good day, une très bonne après-midi, eine gute Nachmittag, and stay connected with On Sai Yi Chi.